تحتوي على الأجر عليك غير عليك الشهود بالله تعالى العظيم. أطيع الله وأطيع الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Continue what we already left the previous session. And where we said that it is, if someone is ordered by his sheikh at least once in his life to do seclusion, he will get the greatest barakah, blessings from Allah and His Prophet and tranquility and peacefulness come to his heart. Because the khalwa, when you are in seclusion, there is nothing to there is nothing that can distract you from being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine presence and with his prophet and with his awliya. So all your focus there, although there are gossips comes to the heart, but all your focus there is reading Holy Quran or doing reciting different awrad or writing different things that comes to your heart. So all your focus is on Akhirah, not on Dunya, although Dunya's gossips comes to the heart. So as you are progressing in that seclusion and you are getting tranquility and peacefulness, what happened? It happened that at that moment, ورود الواردات, the heavenly inspirations. الوارد means something that reach you. So this inspiration will begin to reach you. This الواردات الربانية, the lordly knowledge and lordly having the understanding of what you are really, not what you think you are. So there is a big difference what you think you are or what you really you are. What you really you are is, it shows you how much you are being distracted in your life from the real reality of your creation. What we think we are is what dunya plays with us or our ego. So in this heavenly incoming information, like today when you are sitting and you have a computer, you hear a sound, ting. I ask you to watch this every 5-10 minutes, that magic screen give a voice. They said this is an email, it's coming, electronic mail. There is heavenly email comes to me every moment there. The computer of the heart, or the chest, where is the heart, in that chest, means the realities that they were in the chest of the Ark of Covenant, in the box of Sayyidina Musa that the angels were carrying, always comes their realities. So the realities is that your heart begins to get these heavenly emails, electronic mails. To your heart, which that heart before seclusion was full with all kind of bad characteristics. على القلوب الممتلئة فتخرج منها كل صفة رديئة.
Hearts which is full.
The hearts that they are full, it it draw out, it draws,
drives
out all bad characteristics. And this marifa, this knowledge, reach you by the power of and the blessings of your Shaykh. It doesn't reach you because you are only, you are in seclusion also, but reach you because you are in seclusion by the order of the Shaykh and by having a Shaykh. Or are, you are disconnected, like a pipe of water, it goes 1 mile and then it's broken, that's finished. But if you have, don't have a Shaykh, it's like a broken pipe. If you have a Shaykh, it's a continuous pipe reaching you. From Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the chains of Awliya, until your Shaykh, that pipe is running, don't have leakage. So this heavenly electronic mail or heavenly angelic mail, if we can say, better than say electronic, it's an angelic mail. Through angels, these inspirations, how they, how Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the highest perfect human being that Allah chose, sent him Jibreel Alayhi Salam. Allah sent through his angels, because we are not prophets, we are not Sahaba, we are not saints, we are normal people. So he sent to you through his angels in these kind of heavenly angelic mails, which drives out all these bad characteristics, which makes you in 40 days, makes your days and nights, leaves you with a hungry stomach. The batn al ja'i.
Belly. Belly. Stomach.
Hungry button.
Belly.
Is a hungry stomach, وَبَدَنٍ عَارٍ,
a naked body.
What's that mean? بِبَطْنٍ جَائِعٍ وَبَدَنٍ عَارٍ. In a hungry belly or hungry person, and بَدَنٍ عَارٍ, and a naked body. You are not naked, you are wearing, but he makes you to feel that. أي ببدن مكشوف means a body that is not covered. It is covered, with you can see it is covered, but in reality it's become in these 40 days not covered. He expose you. That body which is not covered anymore, what is not covered? إِنَّهُ عَارٍ مِنْ مَلَذَّاتِ الدُّنْيَا.
Stripped from the pleasures of
dunya. He is stripped from, that body is stripped from the pleasure of dunya. At that time when that body is stripped from the pleasure of dunya, يَتَعَرَّ الْجَسَدُ أَيِ الْبَدَنِ, the body become, is away from the desires of dunya and pleasure of dunya, then the body that you were holding before and all dunya pleasures were nowhere dressing it, like cloth, how it dress you, the all kind of bad characteristics dresses us. So we cannot see anymore except without the eyes of the Shaykh, without seclusion. When we are outside, we see all these characteristics are, oh, this is the best characteristics. So in seclusion, he exposed to you that these characteristics are bad characteristics, and you become naked. There is no more thing covered. That's why Sayyidina Adam, what he did when he ate from the tree, his body was فَبَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتِهِمَا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فَبَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا وَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ, وناداهما ربهما ألم أنهكما عن تلكما الشجرة وأقل لكما إن الشيطان لكما عدو مبين.
So when they committed the sin, they were dressing, but they were dressing the heavenly clothes. Awliya Allah, inheritors of prophets, they are not prophets, but they are Awliya Allah saints, they are covered, heavenly cover. So when we were young, when our mothers gave birth to us, we were heavenly covered. And that's why when a child, you look at a child naked, no one say anything, because he is heavenly covered. You feel some kind of happiness when you see that baby like that. But he's heavenly covered. But when he begins grow up and no more heavenly covered, because he is committing sins, so what he has to do, he has to cover himself with this artificial plastic, if we can call it, cloth. Because all of the cloth now is made of plastics, of petroleum, right? Polyester, all kind of different kind of artificial cloth. So when the body becomes stripped and naked by the Sheikh's power exposing your body, أي البدن ترى الزينة الزائفة التي كانت تغطي.
You see the fake ornaments.
You see the fake ornaments that it was covering it before. You begin to realize, oh, these are wrong, these are fake. Why I'm using fake ones? Why I'm using fake ornaments? Like someone using fake tree, fake fruit, and say, eat. And what I am eating, there is no taste. Well, like someone giving a lecture, and it is all paper lecture, there is no taste. You are not experiencing the lecture, you are hearing. It's everyone can hear. So all this fake ornament which was covering the body before cannot be stripped or exposed except through seclusion. Then you understand the reality. That's where you, Prophet ﷺ said, "Man arifa nafsahu faqad arifa rabbah." Who knows himself knows his Lord. And that because you stripped yourself, you make yourself naked, you are able now to see that all these are fake, then you are going to be more into the reality, and then you understand that, oh, I wasted my life, I wasted my time. But after what? After you are dead. So that's why seclusion is important, because it will show you in dunya, and then it will correct you. It will bring you back what you need to be through your life. People are, that's why you see awliya are, they go in there, they like to be away from everyone. There are awliya that they don't like to be with anyone. But they are awliya under order to be with people. That's more difficult. Those who are running away is more easy. Those who are with people is difficult. And that's why we call one of Grand Sheikh's name, Abdullah Al-Khalwati Al-Jalwati, in between awliya. Abdullah, his name, Al-Khalwati Al-Jalwati. The one who is secluding himself, and the same the one who is between people. And that secret is inherited by Maulana Sheikh Nazim, that it is, he is between people and he is not between people. Means as inheriting from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, li sa'atun ma'al khaliq wa li sa'atun ma'al khaliq, aw li wajhun ma'al khaliq wa wajhun ma'al khaliq. I have 1 hour with Allah and the other, and 1 hour with people, means two sides. Or I have one face or one way with Allah, always I am there in that divine presence, and I am with people on the same time. That's more higher. So that exposure of the bad characteristics comes through the power of the seclusion, that you are always in that heavenly angelic emails or inspiration that come to your heart. So the Shaykh begin to have permission to open and show you your body is naked, because there is no clothes, real clothes. The realities, the clothes of realities are not there. So what you are using, the clothes of dunya, and the clothes of dunya is one day is going to disappear. You are not taking it with you. So what is lasting forever is the realities, is the real amal. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. That what it is lasting. Who do one atom of good, that will stay. So that will become a dress for you. But when the Shaykh sees that you don't have that, then he has to bring up back to you this, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Who do an atom of bad, he will see that. So that's where he is exposing to you. Oh, correct yourself. You are doing this. Are your donkeys. These are your enemies. These are your shaitans. These different characteristics. We have 800 shaitans against us. These are 800 forbidden. We have 70,000 veils between us and Prophet to be taken away. And they cannot be taken except with seclusion. This ornament, fake ornament, هي الأخلاق الذميمة التي كانت متمكنة فيك. These ornaments are the bad characteristics that was able to govern you, متمكن.
Has full control.
Has full control on you, of you. You cannot move from its control. It's like a when you move away, it will whip you, like someone sitting on a horse. Because of respect, I am saying a horse, but might be a donkey. You know? Sitting on a donkey. And then when the donkey go astray, so ego makes you donkey for it. Akhlaq al-zamiya, bad characteristic, make you a donkey. If there is lower than donkey, we can use. Is there any other? إن أنكر الأصوات لصوت الحمير.
إن أنكر الأصوات لصوت الحمير.
The worst of voices is the voices of donkeys. Allah said in Holy Quran. Means don't be a donkey and open your mouth, because you are going to bring out only a donkey voice. Who knows how to make donkey voice? Let's see. Why do donkeys make this noise? Because Iblis comes to his ear and he said, all donkeys and all female horses and all the world like, you are the last one. You are the last one. Now your turn is coming. And the donkey begin to cry. That is the cry of the donkey. Because Iblis is whispering in his ear. Means all human being, Iblis comes to you. Oh. You want something good? The last one for you. I'm going only to this group, not no one else. And then he whispered in the ear, oh, that person will be happy. He will make a voice. For awliya, that voice is a donkey voice. So that's why Allah described in Holy Quran, إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. The worst of voices, the voice that disgusted, that cannot be heard. That's like a rooster. You like the rooster to hear the rooster. People buy rooster to hear them, but people don't buy donkeys to hear them. Horses doesn't make the sound of donkeys. The horse is the donkey. So we must not be donkeys, because then our voice is going to be the worst and the disgusted. Disgusted, what it means? What it means, disgusted? Disgusted means something that you cannot imagine that you'll be around it. You cannot accept it. Something you say it's bad or not good, it's okay, but disgusted means I'm so, must be away from it completely. It's something that make the self to vomit. That's disgusting. It make you vomiting. Showing a sign of unhappiness, not only unhappiness, make you to throw in everything out. Means throwing all these bad characteristics, you have to throw them out. Don't keep them inside, because they are the voice of that donkey. That's why these two Sahabi came to Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, our stomach is aching. We cannot, it's feeling bad. We cannot stand up. We cannot stand it. And he said, what? You ate meat in the morning? He said, no. He said, yeah, you ate raw meat. And said, Prophet, vomit. And they put their fingers and they vomited. It's red, raw meat, red. He said, you backbite people in this morning. So this vomiting in front of Prophet is pulling out from them that bad characteristics. So you have to vomit out the every bad characteristics in order to clear your voice, or your voice going to be a donkey voice. And you will be out of that character, you will be dressing that donkeyness. All of us are dressing what now? Donkeyness. There is nothing except donkey character. So these bad characteristics, when you vomit them out and throw them, which were controlling you completely, the power of the Shaykh will throw it away from you. And it will appear to you, oh, I was doing all this. I never knew that I was doing. Everyone comes to you in a picture, in a different wild animal's character. You know these wild animals? These wild characters that you have within you is like these wild animals. So it appears to you the picture of these wild animals, which were reflection of your wild characteristics. Without seclusion, that wild characteristic cannot appear. In the seclusion, they appear as these wild animals. Then you know, oh, I was one day a lion, I was one day a tiger, I was then one day hyena, I was one day a dog, I was one day a donkey, I was one day snakes, I was one day dragon, I was one day falcon. I was all these wild characteristics comes to you, and then it shows you all these spiders and all these scorpions, all these wild animals that they have poison, that they kill you. They appear to you as they appeared to Fir'aun when these magicians came and they throw their sticks. All their sticks become snakes running. And everyone was وَجَاءُ بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ. They came with a very high magic. But that high magic, great magic, Allah describing, عَظِيمٍ, is very big. Is Allah, they had that power. But it's illusions. So in the khalwa, they bring up to you all these wild animals from your wild characteristics, but they are like, if reality comes, all this disappear because they are illusions. So you must bring that reality, or these illusions will kill you. The reality, the power of the Shaykh will come with its stick, with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Eat all these illusions, eat all these wild characteristics. So after it was absent from your eyes, that you were not able to see, it become apparent. You can see it. So what you need now, you need 5 different powers. You need a rabita, you need muraqama, you need at-tafakkur, at-ta'ammul, wa at-tabassur. So you need these different elements in order that it will help you. So I will repeat them. You need rabita to be in the circle of the Shaykh, to take initiation from the Shaykh, to connect with the rope with the Shaykh, hold that rope, to have muraqaba, to look at the behavior of the Shaykh. When you are connected to him, then you have to look what he is doing in that muraqaba, and they call it meditation, if it is correct word for it. Then you need tafakkur, reflect or think there. And then you need ta'ammul,
meditate.
That is meditation. Tolerate?
No.
Ta'ammul means to think together and take a lesson out of it. You can think and you don't take lesson. At tafakkur, after it comes ta'ammul. Means to reflect and think. That's what الذين يذكرون الله في يوم القيامة ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض. And they think about heavens and earth. And when Prophet asked, and we explained that before, when Prophet asked Abu Huraira and Ibn Abbas and Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, what you are thinking, and everyone said, I'm thinking about, Sayyidina Abu Huraira said, I am thinking about that ayah, subhanallah, about heavens and earth and this universe. He said, tafakkur sa'a khairun min ibadati yawm. That kind of tafakkur means thinking and observing. And contemplate, you have to get that word in Arabic from the dictionary. Contemplate, then you have worshipness, reward of one day. That minute or that 1 hour of that contemplation and thinking is giving you one day of worshipness. For Ibn Abbas, when he asked him, he said, I'm wondering about subhanallah, the greatness that Allah has created. Not only that, the creation of a human being, the trees, the every detail. He said that tafakkur khayrun min ibadati shahr. That tafakkur is rewarded as if sana. That tafakkur is rewarded as 1 year. So he begin to go in deeply in details. Abu Huraira didn't go in details. Ibn Abbas went in details. Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, I was thinking of Allah's greatness and thinking of the creation and thinking of everything that Allah created. I said to myself, Allah has sent Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a mercy to humanity. So what can I serve humanity? I said to myself, if that lahab, flame of hellfire come on me, I save everyone. Everyone will not feel it. I will take it all. So he said that is that kind of reflection with contemplation is rewarded as 70 years of worshipness. So tafakkur and ta'ammul. Then at-tabassur. Then to see what you have to do. to act on it, on what you have first thought, then thought and contemplate on every detail, then act on what you have thought and acted, to act. So first come rabita, muraqaba, then tafakkur, thinking, then ta'ammul, thinking and contemplating about that greatness, then tabassur, to observe it, and might be to get a vision out of it and see what you have to do for yourself in order that you will be able to find these realities. Because tabassur makes you basiran.
And clarity of vision.
To makes you to have clarity of vision after you were blind. So rabita, muraqabat, tafakkur, ta'ammul, and tabassur makes you at the end to have a clarity in your vision on what you are doing, because what you were before, you were blind. You thought all these ornaments that you were wearing are the best. But in seclusion, it will take it away, it makes you naked out of it, because in seclusion they throw away these bad characteristics. So now you know what I have to do. So that's why Allah said, وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى
وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا.
So if you were blind in this dunya, you are going to be blind in akhirah. And more blind and deviating from the right way. Means if you are blind, if the dunya desires and pleasures make you blind, never you are going to see the realities. Realities are going to be hidden from you, and you will going astray more and more until you are finished. So if you were deeply involved in the dunya pleasures, you are blind from anwarul akhirah, from the light of akhirah or the heavenly lights. And the akhirah here, because you are in dunya, the akhirah means mushahadat al-qudra al-nuraniya.
Able to see the illuminating power.
It makes al-akhirah here means, because you are in dunya, when you throw away dunya away and these realities begin to appear to you, it will take you to see mushahada, witness al-qudra al-nuraniya, the enlightenment of Allah's power. All these different Bahrul Qudra, the ocean of power, where everything appears, you begin to be dumped in, and these realities begin to appear to you that was hidden before. So that is the importance of Rabita, because it takes you to these four different stations. So Rabita takes you under it, is Muraqaba, Tafakkur. So Rabita top, Muraqaba under, then under that Muraqaba comes three: At-ta'ammul, At-tafakkur, Wat-ta'ammul, Wat-tabassur. So it's like a drawing, hierarchy. Higher is Rabita. Under, like is that the top is the chairman. The bottom, the under is CEO or executive director. Under are different managers, three of them. The first Rabita under Muraqaba, then it goes three. First Tafakkur, Ta'ammul, and Tabassur. So Rabita with the Shaykh, it is from the most important elements in Tasawwuf or even in Sharia, that puts you in the circuit and the wire of the teacher. It is the ash-shuhna al-kahraba'iyya,
electric current.
It is the electric current, or it is the shuhna. It is the
charge.
Is the electric charge. When you run a car, you turn the key, what happened? An electric charge from the sparkles, is not? From the starter to the sparkle. Run up the car by running the engine with the oil that it is there, with the gas or benzene or diesel or kerosene, whatever it is. And it is that rabita is al-quwa al-maghnatisiyya. It's the magnetic field or magnetic energy or magnetic power that it will pull you. Even you are far away, this is a huge magnetic power you are feeling. This magnetic power that comes from the outer space. They go out, down, isn't it? And they go down, and where they go? They go to Earth, and then go up. They turn, you know? So when they are coming down, what happens comes on human being, you know? So human beings are like poles for this magnetic field. What do you call that?
Receiving and transmitting.
Receiving and transmitting. So they receive and they give. So in realities, heavenly emails, heavenly angelic mails, because you have in that rabita, that charge, electric charge, and it's in that electromagnetic field, you become a receiver and a transmitter. When the Sheikh threw away from you the bad characteristics and you be naked, now you are going to cover yourself with what? With heavenly cloth, so you will begin to receive these things and to transmit them. So you become like a receiver and a transmitter. So they use you as representatives. They use you as ma'zoon, someone that has permission to conduct what they need to be conducted, to bring the prey in front of the teacher. Through this electric charge and electromagnetic field of the rabita and muraqaba and ta'ammul and tafakkur and ta'ammul and tabassur, all these manifestation of the beautiful names and attributes will go through you. And you become like a telephone wire. Through it goes the signals of voices. So if you progress more in your rabita, which comes under it all these factors, then you will not be a normal wire, you will become an optic fiber, what you call that?
No, noise. Noiseless.
Fire optic.
Fire optic. Where information can be sent as signals, voice, and also pictures. What you call that?
Fiber.
Noiseless data transmission.
Noiseless?
As it's coming, as it's going.
And these are signals.
No distortion.
No distortion. These are audio and video. At the same time, you become more powerful to have the sound and to have the picture in front of you. So you will be able to carry now the burden, because now they have a box, they sell you a box, that through that box you can have all these signals can be decoded and go through your TV. If you don't have that box, the TV cannot carry that heavy wire signal that comes through these wires and doesn't give you a picture. You need that box. So you become like that box. You are that box now. receiving and transmitting, noiseless, not undistorted signals that come through you. So you'll be able to carry now الصورة الحقيقية للأشياء, the real picture of things that is around you. So what you see is through the منظار الشيخ, the منظار الشيخ. منظار. You can see through the vision of the sheikh or the eyes of the sheikh, but the word for منظار is through the binocular of the sheikh. Binocular of the sheikh. So he gives you that binocular. Say, oh, use that. Another, not a box now, but another, what you say? Instrument. Because yet you are not, your eyes are not yet ready to see with the eyes of the sheikh. He's giving you his binocular, means still means more. But with that binocular, you can see. No binocular, you cannot see. You cannot. That's to show ajz. Ajz on mutlaq. You have to show yourself that you are complete helpless. Without prophets, awliya cannot see anything. Without awliya, murids cannot see anything. You cannot say, oh, I'm now a khalifa, I'm now a saint, I'm now a king, I'm now a guru, I'm now this. No. Still, they keep you to feel that you are helpless. At any time they take the box away from you, they take away from the binocular. But Allah never takes away so. Because when Allah gives, He gives. Finish. That is generosity. Generosity is when you give, you don't take back. So awliyaullah inheriting from Prophet ﷺ, when give to the ummah, they don't take back. Finish. But they don't give you this sight that you can see through your eyes directly. That is in higher stages. So, muraqaba, after this rabita, muraqaba and thinking and tabassur, contemplating, and first muraqaba, then tafakkur, thinking, and then ta'ammul, contemplating, and tabassur, contemplating with thinking and to see deeply in details what you have to do, makes you to reach the level of taste, because the last one is tabassur, so you begin to taste what you are seeing. For that, in seclusion, they open for you these five different secrets in order that you will be able to understand where you stand and how far you can go and how you can treat followers of the Sheikh, everyone according to his level. So it become like a walking stick for the sheikh. And always you have to understand that you have to mulahizan ma'iyat al-shaykh daima. You have to see the company of the sheikh always. You have to be, to say, I'm with you. So that must not distract you and you think yourself, oh, I'm become a guru, I can do everything by myself. No, you have to look that without the company of the sheikh and support of the sheikh, if he takes that out, you are finished. Like box of, if they take that wire from the back, that box is no more functioning. Yeah, you become a box, but no function. They take that secret away. So, as much as you be very near to the Shaykh, what happened? تنجلي لك أنوار هذه الحقائق.
The lights of these realities will be revealed to you.
The lights of these realities will be revealed to you when you keep company with the Shaykh. From where it comes? From بحر الحقائق اللدنية. It comes from the ocean of the heavenly divine presence, from the heavenly realities in the divine presence. المدعى في كنوز أسرار الهوية المطلقة. Which is saved like a treasure or a trust is saved in the treasure of the absolute unknown hidden secret. المحفوظة في كنه حقائق اسم الله الأعظم.
Which is
preserved and safeguarded in the essence of the realities of Allah's greatest name. With it, because of that, through when you enter that, because with Ismullah al-Azam, with Allah's greatest name, Allah open all treasures of heavens and earth. And that's why Sayyidina Musa asked to know that name, Ismullah al-Azam. So to ask for that name, he said, "Oh Allah, let me see you." قال ربي أرني أنظر إليك.
قال ربي أرني أنظر إليك. قال لن تراني ولكن انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني. فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا. فلما أفاق قال سبحانك تبت إليك وأنا أول المؤمنين.
So he wants to reach that level because he was progressing and he said, Oh Allah, let me see that. Let me see you. And he said, Allah, can see me. If when I manifest my names and beautiful attributes on that mountain, if that mountain stay in its place, you can see me. We are not going to enter into this discussion, but when Allah manifested His beautiful name and attribute on the mountain shattered into dust. Means also, oh Musa, you cannot come that mountain. And that's why He sent him to Sayyidina Khidr to learn. Although Musa, Sayyidina Musa, is from the five biggest prophets, but to teach us, Allah wants. Through Sayyidina Musa, through whole Quran, Sayyidina Musa is mentioned mostly. Always answer questions, questioning for Ummatul Nabi to have an answer for you. Prophet never asked one question. You cannot see in the whole Holy Quran that Prophet asked one question. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this beautiful name, that it is preserved and hidden all the realities, which is the key for opening the treasures of heavens and earth. And I will repeat it in Arabic, then you can translate it. مُلَاحِظًا مَعِيَّةِ الشَّيْخِ دَائِمًا.
It's always observing the company of the Shaykh. He's always observing that he's in the company of the Shaykh.
حتى تنجلي لك أنوار هذه الحقائق.
Until the lights of these realities are revealed to you, uncovered.
من بحر الحقائق اللدنية.
From the ocean of realities of the divine presence.
المودعة في كنوز أسرار الهوية المطلقة.
Which is saved in the treasures of the absolute unknown.
المحفوظة في كنه حقائق اسم الله الأعظم.
Which is safeguarded in the essence
of the realities of Allah's greatest name. الذي به تفتح خزائن السماوات والأراضي.
Through which the treasures of the heavens and earth are opened.
وبه تسير في معراج القرب إلى حضرة الحق.
And through it you will rise in your ascend in the proximity or nearness of the true one.
فطوبى للمحظوظين الذين بايعوا شيخا كاملا. Good tidings for those lucky people that they have gave their covenant, a promise, and they took initiation from a perfect, complete sheikh. لأن به ارتبطوا, because with him they are connected. وهو ارتبط مرتبط برسول الله, and he is connected with Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. والرسول مرتبط بهذه الأسرار, and Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is connected with all these secrets. And Prophet is the سر الأسرار, is the secret of secrets. المرتبط بحقائق الخلائق, who is connected with the realities of creation of universes and ma'ani, and the meanings of it, and the means the hidden meaning of the create, why that creation being created. Allah gave to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم this understanding. والمعاني الإلهية الدقيقة التي أودعت في بحور الذات.
And the God, the hidden meanings, hidden godly meanings, which was
الدقيقة,
the intricate
التي أودعت في بحر بحور الذات,
the intricate hidden meanings, which was saved in the ocean of the essence.
فهو يتلقى من سر الحقيقة الكنهية, he Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, all these different realities which are secrets of secrets, that it is related to the creation of this universe and creation of humanity and creation of creation. All these meanings, the intricate meaning, heavenly intricate meaning, lordly intricate meaning, which is being hidden in that oceans of essence, of that essence, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will receive Allah, by Allah's permission, from these real secrets that they are hidden in that name, beautiful name, الذي هو الله والله هو الله. That who is Allah, هو الله, him is Allah, not Prophet, means that essence is Allah, and Allah is the description of the essence. هو Allah, هو is the absolute unknown, that no one knows that reality. Except who knows that reality? Allah. Because Allah is a name of that essence, to describe the essence. And through that Allah, you have 99 names, and then you have infinite number of names. Wallah is who? And Allah is the unknown. Unknown essence. If you are clever, understand. You're not clever, try your best. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam receives Allah gives him. Allah wants to give him. From these secrets of the realities that is being hidden in the deepest of the reality of the essence, that only can be understood through Allah's name, Allah. You cannot understand the essence. You cannot understand that hidden, unique, Ahad, Allah. You cannot understand except through His beautiful name. So, through that name encompassing all names and attributes, Allah, which under it becomes 99 names and more names, only that what you can understand, generous, provider, eternal, Rahim, compassion, merciful. That's what you understand. But you cannot understand the reality of the essence. You understand the names, the beautiful names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the essence, no. All these hidden treasures are there. So when Allah revealed. So He is, Huwa is Allah. That hidden essence, that hidden, absolute hidden, that no one can understand, is described by that name, Allah. Wa Allah is Huwa. And that description, that Allah is describing through His name, Allah, describe His, that unknown essence. Describe the Who. That's why I say, Kul Huwa Allah. Say He, who is unknown, is Allah. Means, Allah is Huwa. Huwa Allah, and Allah is Huwa. Awliya cannot go more. Their understanding stops them. With that similar secret, with that secret, Huwa Allah, wa Allah is Huwa, also, Huwa Anta wa Anta Huwa. Huwa is you, and you is who? Is Huwa. Huwa Anta, Anta Allah, you are the Lord. But Anta, if you go deeper, is you are who? Huwa that essence that is not known and unknown to anyone is Anta. That's where awliya are, when they come near and near, they feel intimacy and familiarity, and they say, Anta. They speak as
addressing.
That's why Sayyidina Abqar al-Jilani was addressing him. Huwa Anta. Ya Allah, Huwa Anta. The hidden one is Anta. And if he is addressing him direct, means he is in that divine presence, but you cannot understand the essence. Wa anta huwa, and anta, huwa anta, the hidden one is you, and you is the hidden. And understand if you can. فَفْهَمْ إِذَا كُنْتَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْكَشْفِ وَالرُّؤْيَا. Understand if you are from the people of vision and kashif.
Unveiling.
May Allah forgive us. Inshallah, we continue next time. May Allah continue.